Hi everyone, Barry Robertson here, and I'm with the lovely Kira Maguire from Glasgow. How are you, Kira?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And for listeners who haven't joined us before on our podcast, today we're talking about our first ever Night of Broadway tour and our first actor who will be doing the tour, going to Stranraer, Irvine and Greenock, is a lovely Kira. Kira, how are you? What's been happening? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Kira Maguire. I'm a piano teacher and singer living in Glasgow. I'm currently in a play called Quatermain's Terms with Gifnic Theatre Players, and that's going really well. Mm-hmm. And I'm a cabaret singer. I sing regularly at the Writing Room in the Polo Lounge. And I'm part of a 40s style trio called the Ragtime Dolls. Are sort of like the Andrews Sisters. Those are our heroes.
Love and, the Andrews Sisters.
Yeah, absolutely love them. So we do kind of wee TV dance routines as well and everything. And I'm one half of the duo Ernest and Wild.
Now, it's weird because I know you from a mutual friend. And for anybody that hasn't met Kira before, Kira's got a lot of videos on YouTube, on our Facebook page, and the girl is amazing. Honestly, your voice is amazing. And you have this unique style of vocal technique that's new to A Night of Broadway, but also you bring it and make it your own. And I just think people are absolutely going to love you for this performance.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
No pressure.
I know.
You're like, thanks, Barry. So tell us about the show A Night of Broadway, and for people that haven't been before, what they can expect on the night.
Well, I'm really excited about it because this is my first time being involved in it. So I'm really looking, especially the touring part. I've never been in a touring company before, so that'll be exciting. I'm really looking forward to the kind of vast array of songs that we're going to be doing. I'm going to be doing 4 songs, 2 duets, and 2 group numbers.
Oh, nice one. So what kind of songs will you be singing? Don't give too much away, but maybe give us a sneak peek.
Well, I'm doing quite a variety of them. I've got 1 kind of comedy number and 1 classic musical number and a few new ones as well that maybe people haven't heard of and might get to experience something new.
Yeah. So overall, there's 4 actors. And we both have our own individual styles. So I would say I'm quite pop tenor rocky. Whereas I would say you fit both the legit side, but also the more contemporary new writing that's there. And for people that haven't came along, what's great about this show is, you've got some of your Les Mis in there, but you've also got some songs that are brand new that you've never heard of. Or there's songs in there that you will have heard, but you'll go, oh, I've heard that, but where's that from? And then
absolutely,
it'll remind you. So it's a really, real good mix of musical theatre variety, really.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but
for
it's
sure,
really informal.
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
It's not like jazz hands and we're singing dancing. It's really just, it's all about the acting through song. It's all about, you know, telling it from the character side. And also having a really good time, you know, you will enjoy it. So Kira, where are we going in this tour?
We're going to the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine on the 11th. And then we're travelling down to Stranraer Ryan Centre Theatre on the 12th. And in between that is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
And then 17th, I come back a year older, will be at Beacon Arts Centre in Greenock.
Oh, nice one. And for those of you that are coming to the Harbour Arts Centre on the 11th or the Beacon on the 17th, inside the centres, they have restaurants. So you can go get a pre-theatre, a couple of cheeky vinos, and, you know, just really enjoy it. Have a really good night out. And by the time you sit down in the audience, you know, you'll be loosening your shirt button, you'll be taking your shoes off, and you'll be going, right, I'm ready for a sing-along. Don't worry, if you can't sing, it's fine. You can just mime. So, is there anything else we need to say? Oh, yes! Tickets. Where can people get tickets?
Well, they can visit the website, Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can visit the website on the Beacon Arts Centre or the Harbour Arts Centre Facebook.
Harbour Arts Centre.
Or for the Ryan Leisure Centre, their Facebook page as well, or go in person.
Yes, well,
or there's links on our Facebook page as well.
Yes, well, I'll be performing, I'll be posting links on my performers' pages. So anyone who knows me can, well, they'll be getting constant updates, I'm sure.
That'd be great.
Until it happens.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, because it means people can, if they're coming from Glasgow, can either go to Greenock or they can come to Irvine, and that'd be really amazing. Oh, Irvine. So we have been doing auditions in Irvine, and for the first time ever, because we've been doing the show here in Irvine for 2 years, we invited members of the public to come along, and it was a lot of young people that came along. And originally we said we were going to have two people performing with us, it'll be a really good chance for them to sing either with us or sing a solo song. And Kira, we've ended up with four amazing people. From across,
just too many good people to choose from.
Honestly, honestly, I think you're going to be amazed. They're coming from North Ayrshire, East Ayrshire, and South Ayrshire. So it means that we're given for the first time in our area at the Harbour Arts Centre, we're giving something back to people that maybe never had the opportunity to perform in this season with us. And that's hard, isn't it? It's hard to find or get that break.
For sure. Yeah, really, really difficult. So that's brilliant. That'd be good to get local people in as well.
Yeah.
Local performers.
Yeah, and I think it'll just make, it'll bring a lot of new people into something like this that have maybe never been to something like this or experienced like a wee meal deal and then see a performance. And I think it'll be a good night. Are you excited for it?
I am so excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so excited. The moment, the first, when I got the call from you, the first thing I did was phone my mammy. And be like,
Is she coming to see it?
Well, hopefully she'll, you know, it's just timing. The 11th and 12th, she'll be in Krakow.
Ooh.
Her and my dad are going for a wee trip, but she should be back by the 17th. And when she's listening to this, I'll make sure I guilt her into coming for sure.
Mom, you've missed too. This Mommy. Is your last time. And play some like guilt music on the piano while
she's
on the phone.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much, listeners, for listening to both myself and Kira talk about a night of Broadway tour that starts on the 11th, ends on the 17th. We're really looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible to come along. Links will be provided within the podcast and on social media, either above or below, depending on what social site you're listening this to. And we look forward to seeing you at a night of Broadway. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.